And I route to different villages in Alaska. I ask who the chief, who the council at the different villages. And you know that I never got a letter from any villages at all, including North Slope. Even Hobson was living there. And I wrote him a good letter, told him that we gotta talk about our land. And he didn't get an answer. So it's 1961. Them Quero was meeting, they told me, you might, we're not sure. The government might give you a little money for taking your land. They might give you a little land. And how would you like, if they give you a little money, what would you like the natives to do with it? So I said, I've been in Klamath Falls, Oregon, and they had a good timber at Klamath Falls. And they sold certain part of their timber. They got about $40,000, the children's and every one of them. And they went to town. They bought good cars.
He was adamant and very stern on his stands until that time. And I wanted to mention that because I think that there's another little story connected to that feed that I'd like to tell you just for your little easement here. One of Congressman Pollock's aides helped me put the muckduck into dices, and we had to keep the muckduck refrigerated, you know, so it wouldn't melt away. And we diced them up into a little larger than a sugar cube, you know, and put toothpick in them and set them up in the refrigerator and so forth. And this lady got very curious. She never had tasted muckduck before. She said we were going to serve these as hors d'oeuvres. She said, well, I'd like to taste one of those. May I have a permission to take one of these and taste it, but please tell me first what it's going to taste like. I said, well, you know, you chew on it for a while, and it begins to taste like coconut. And then with that, she took one of the pieces and stuck it in her mouth, and she started chewing. 2 minutes later, she came back to me and says, well, where's the coconut taste? I haven't gotten it yet. Please, you wouldn't be offended if I spit this out. I said, well, do whatever you want. But you know, along with that, the dried salmon from Unalakleet and the muktuk from Nome were served as hors d'oeuvres, and we ran out. It was the first hors d'oeuvre that was so popular that this consumed. People came begging for some more, and we ran out. We just couldn't, you know, give them any more. Aside from that, Washington, D.C., such as it was, you know, it's number one alcohol-consuming community in the United States, and was at that time, second community I won't mention. But the Washington, D.C., a lot of alcohol was consumed. And, my gosh, I think we spent more money serving cocktails that evening, Don, than we...
On the health status of Alaska. In that time, they reported there were two Alaskas, Native Alaska and White Alaska. While the white segment's health was on a par with the rest of the nation, the health of the Alaska Natives was probably at the worst level in the nation, if not the world. There are many disparities in the Native health situation. And although Indian Health Service has done a lot to alleviate that, they continue to lack funds. Congress has never appropriated them enough money to do their job. And although the Self-Determination Act has passed and a lot of the responsibilities for health care is now being handled through Native Health Corporations, that situation has not changed. They're still underfunded. They still don't have enough money. And the health of the Alaska Natives is still way below the rest of the Alaska and the nation. As far as the talk of sovereignty, I'm not really familiar with that because in the Aleutians, I don't think we ever dealt with it. We've dealt with the Aleuts as a tribe, and I think this is just an extension of that traditional way of life where we had the chiefs and the councils, the higher chiefs and the lesser chiefs. And they were the ones that decided everything for the villages. And I think that's what sovereignty is all about. They want a continuation of that kind of life. And the children, I think the children being left out is one of the worst parts of the act. The children will carry on after we're gone. Our leaders won't last forever. And we need to teach our young people to carry on and hopefully live in a better world that of their own making. But before we can do that, we need to recognize them. In the rest of the world, an inheritance goes on to whoever you will it to. But if you will your native shares to your children who are not shareholders, not stockholders, they have no vote as shareholders. They can inherit the shares, but they cannot vote if they are not at least a quarter Native. Down the line, I can see a lot of our children who will not be a quarter.
Native's economic and political influence in Alaska, and these are substantial achievements. I think the consensus among those who spoke yesterday and today, who were there at the time, and I say this just. Forgive me, Mr. Borbidge, before we move on to you and to Mr. Wright and the others who know a lot more about it than I do. But clearly it was indicated that those who were working for a land claim settlement were dealing with a situation where they wanted to make sure that they did get as much land for Alaska Natives as they could, that is, get as much conveyed to them, patented, as they could. And they were dealing with a Congress in which many elements felt Alaska Natives were entitled to nothing, no money, no land, and dealing as well with a Congress that felt that any institutional arrangement except corporations was simply not acceptable. And that should be said and repeated, because if we are going to review this, we have to review it fairly. Well, Mr. Borbidge, sorry, we...
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. There are a series of comments I would like to make on matters that I may not have discussed or clarified earlier, and I appreciate the questions that have been asked because they certainly have served to remind me of several items I want to mention. One is subsistence.
subsistence hunting and fishing rights were considered and addressed as one of the priority items by the Native leadership and the Native people that worked on the 1971 ANCSA Act. In fact, the provisions that were contained in the Senate bill relative to the protection of the subsistence hunting and fishing rights of the Alaska Natives were...
A lot of people there, maybe about 40 people. Some of them were Emil Nadi, some of them were Don Wright, and others. And Willie Hensley was there too. And they were talking about their efforts to go down to the United States Congress to lobby for the Land Claims Settlement Act. And I came in, I didn't know there was a party going on, and I came in and to my mother's house and heard them talking and couldn't hold it back anymore. And what I told Willie was that, why should we go to the United States government and ask for our own land back? And what we should, I was a little militant at the time, and I said what we should do is just seal off the border, not let any other non-natives come up to Alaska, and if necessary, and I said this, bomb Fort Richardson and Greeley, and I said our ancestors were willing to fight and die for our land, and I am too. When we were describing our boundaries, we had no problem describing our boundaries. And when we set the mountains or the rivers or whatever geographical areas that encompasses our area, like Otna, for instance, we meant all the land within those boundaries. We don't mean the checkerboard patterns that we have since received as a result of the land claims. And the trouble with that, I believe, is that we had self-appointed leaders in most cases. There weren't a lot of traditional leaders representing us to Congress. And if there had been traditional leaders, then as being raised as traditional leaders, our part of our growing up, and my great-grandfather is the chief of Chitna. My great-great-grandfather is the first one to file for our land claims in 1920, Doc Billum. And as part of our, in maybe a white culture or another culture, you learn ABCs. I learned the boundaries of our land. I learned the history of each place and why we won each area or if we lost, and the history of our people.